Well, we're ready, and the next rush that he will hear will be that of the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, and she will be the lead panelist for his hearing this morning.
Mr. Labor?
Yeah.
We're having a little trouble with the audio today. Can you hear all right?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, good. Could you please start by stating your name and your ABC number for the record?
Number
228012. I'm sorry, what's your number again, sir?
228012.
Thank you. Okay, I misheard a number there. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, and this is for a revocation hearing concerning the four allegations that are found on your warrant of arrest. You were notified about this hearing on May 16th. You signed a form that day. Do you remember that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. On that form is a list of your hearing rights, and one of your rights is that you could hire an attorney at your expense to represent you, or you can represent yourself. So today, are you representing yourself, or did you hire an attorney?
What?
One of your rights is you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you for this hearing, or you can represent yourself. So today, did you hire an attorney, or are you representing yourself?
Representing myself.
Thank you, sir. The board members who are conducting the hearing today are the Honorable Louis Quinones, the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chairman, the Honorable Michael Johnson, and my name is Gail Rittenhouse. As Dr. Wright said, I'm leading the hearing today. Also with us is the Honorable Mr. Westby, who represents the Department of Corrections and the parole officer in the hearing today. So I need to swear both of you in. So Mr. Leyva and Mr. Westby, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. Leyva?
Yeah,
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Leyva, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. With phase one, to determine if you violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and phase two, to determine if that supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So for phase one of your hearing, Mr. Leyva, I'm going to read each of these allegations to you, each of them individually, and as I read each one, I need you to tell me if it's true or false, sir.
All right?
So here's the first allegation. The first allegation is you were in violation of condition number 7, as demonstrated by your use of marijuana on or about February 5th, 2018, by your verbal self-admission to P.O. Turner and Senior P.O. Osborne on February 5th, 2018. Mr. Leyva, is this true or false?
True.
Okay, sir. The second allegation is you were in violation of condition number 7, as demonstrated by providing a urine specimen that was adulterated by dilution and unsuitable for testing on or about February 5th, 2018, per the task lab report dated February 6th, 2018. Mr. Leyva, is that true or false?
True.
Okay, thank you, sir. Allegation number 3. Is that you were in violation of condition of supervision number 6, as demonstrated by your being in possession of a knife on or about February 25th, 2018, at 2501 West Elm Street, Phoenix, Arizona. Is that true or false, Mr. Leyva?
That's true.
True, did you say?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And the fourth allegation is a violation of condition number 5, as demonstrated by your engagement in physically assaultive behavior on or about April 21st, 2018, in Maricopa County, Arizona. Mr. Leyva, is that true or false?
That's true.
That's true? Okay, thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Leyva's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and may have lapsed or have lapsed into criminal race or comedy.
Second.
Agreed.
All right. Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Dr. Wright, Mr. Neal, and Mr. Quinones. So Mr. Leyva, we'll move to phase two of your hearing and determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. But before we do that, I'm going to ask Mr. Westby to give us all some background information about your case. So just stay on the line. We'll be right back with you, sir. All right, Mr. Westby.
On December 20th, 2017, Mr. Labor was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested April 26, 2018 by ABC staff for revenue charges. He was back to DOC custody on April 26, 2018 with an adjusted CCD of February 19, 2019, which is one absconde. Current conviction, 2012, theft and means of transportation, 6.5 years. Prior convictions, 2008, marijuana violation, 1 year. 2008, aggravated assault, 1 year. 2009, resisting arrest, 1 year. 2010, marijuana violation, 1 year. This is his fourth term in DOC. CUIR score, 3.3. Mental health score, 3. Substance abuse score, 3. STG gang information notes, he's an admitted member of B19, REO 19th Avenue, Phoenix Criminal Street Gang. He has prior terms of supervision in 2008, TIS release completion, 2 months. 2009, TIS release, arrested on new felony for possession of marijuana, reached CUCD in jail. 2010, TIS release of absconded, 141 days, revoked by the BOEC. Disciplinary violations are moderate, but drug and alcohol noted. Under arrest, 2002, criminal damage, Arizona, juvenile probation. 2003, aggravated assault, Arizona, juvenile probation. 2003, marijuana violation, Arizona, juvenile probation. 2003, marijuana violation, Arizona, juvenile probation. 2012, unlawful use of means of transportation, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. His community risk score is a G8B8.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. So back to you, Mr. Leva. It looks like you were approved to live at the TLC halfway house in November. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and then in April, you were approved to live at Vivre, and that's at 2501 West Allen?
Yes, ma'am.
Also correct? Okay, but you were discharged from there on April 24th, just 4 days after you arrived. What happened? Why were you discharged?
Because I had covered an ice, I guess.
Oh, I'm sorry, did you say that again? Did you say because of a knife?
Yeah, I had a position with a knife, but it discharged me.
Okay, gotcha. All right. Where did you go when they discharged you?
I went to my aunt's house.
Okay.
I called my brother that same day.
Okay.
And I stayed what happened, and somebody called me on the next day, and I got arrested.
He told you to come in. Okay. All right, let me see here. It looks like you were taking... you were taking some classes for substance abuse treatment, but you missed 5, and that meant that you missed too many, and they wouldn't let you continue. Why did you miss so many classes?
Why? Because I didn't have the transportation.
And were you were living where? At Elm Street?
2202 East Roosevelt.
Oh, you were living in Roosevelt. And where were the classes?
On 75th Avenue at Thomas.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty far. Alright. And it looks like you were also referred for drug testing, and it looks like you had the one sample in February was diluted. What happened there? Do you remember?
I had a couple of bottles that I was drinking and I was smoking at the time.
Okay. Drinking alcohol, sir?
Yeah.
Okay, and smoking marijuana?
Uh-huh.
Did you use any other drugs, sir?
What was that?
Did you use any other drugs while you were on supervision?
Oh, no, I didn't, ma'am.
Just the alcohol and marijuana? Okay.
That's it.
All right. I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you. Anyone have a question for Mr. Leva? No. Okay, so Mr. Leva, we're coming up toward the end of your hearing. But I want to give you the opportunity to make a final statement if you'd like to. Is there anything else you'd like to tell the board?
Not at the moment.
Okay, so, well, the board is going to be under discussion, and we do all of our discussion in public under the Arizona Open Meeting Law, so we've not talked about your case before right now. So it might sound like we're talking to you, because we're on the phone, but it's really the board talking to itself. All right, sir, so just stay on the line, remain silent, and we'll be right back with you. Okay, Mr. Leyva? All right. The board's now in discussion. Mr. Leyva has admitted that he drank alcohol, smoked marijuana while on supervision. He only has one abscond day because he did return fairly soon. And it says he did contact his board officer, which is a good thing. He has a couple of terms in the past of community supervision, one in which he got new felony charges and another one at which he absconded for 141 days. For those reasons, I'm not seeing him as a good candidate for continued community supervision, but I would listen to any. Did I miss anything? Does anyone else have anything to add?
I would agree with that also, that he did have a knife and allegedly was involved in an assault.
Okay, good point. That would be another reason. So based on these things, the information in warrant 2018W1230, our conversation with Mr. Leyva, information provided by Mr. Westby, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Leyva was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways of company, specifically by, as Mr. Johnson says, having possession of a knife, admitting to using alcohol and smoking marijuana, and absconding for a day during which his time is parole officer didn't know where he was or what he was doing. Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones. Mr. Leyva? Did the board just vote to revoke your community supervision, sir? We show a currently show a release date for you of February 19th, so about 6 months, a little over 6-7 months away, so hope you'll take this time to involve yourself in some sort of treatment, whether it's AA, you can involve yourself in or there at the institution, and take this time to make a plan so that when you get out, you've got things kind of figured out, where you're going to live, what you're going to do for work, sir. We thank you for participating in your hearing today, and this will conclude your hearing at this time, sir.
Any questions?